For the final time in 2013, we go inside the locker room after a Texans game on the road at Tennessee. The Texans fall 16-10. This is your Sonic game recap.
I love to be back. That's, you know, I always said I wanted to be a, you know, finish my career as a Texan, and that's my plan. And, you know, like I said, we'll just see what happens with the whole process.
A lot of guys have described today as kind of like a microcosm of the whole season. Do you kind of see it the same way? You had your chance, just balls and bounce your way again?
I mean, you know, we were standing on the sideline, and there was one fumble, and it rolled by a couple of our guys, and guys were just like, gosh, man, you know, things that, you know, we can't come up with those, you know, balls. But I was like, if you look at our season, you know, our season's been that way. So, you know, it is what it is. I mean, it's no secret about it. You know, we made our bed. We have to lay in it. And like I said, I just hope I never have to experience something like this again.
How tough was it to just see it end like this for Matt?
I mean, you know, I love Matt like a brother. You know, we don't know, you know, what the future holds. You know, I spent 8 seasons with him. You know, he was very positive on my career. I was very positive on his. We both meant a lot to each other, you know, throughout our career. So, you know, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. So, you know, when you go through a coaching change and all that stuff, you know, players are moved, coaches are moved. So, you know, we just have to wait and see what happens.
Wade has thrown his name into the hat, obviously. In your opinion, is he the right man for the job?
Wade's a good football coach. I'm definitely not the guy to ask about any of that. I'm a football player, not a football coach or a GM. But Wade's a very good football coach. He brought me to this town, so I'm always going to be appreciative of that. And I have no clue what they're going to do. So that's decisions for people that are paid a lot more money than me.
Are you in some way excited at all about the future?
Yeah. After this, I'm excited, very excited about the future because I'm ready to get to work to make sure that this never happens again.
How much do you think the top pick in the draft can help?
I mean, I'm sure it'll be good. You can never count on a rookie to come in and do everything, so you have to. It has to come from the guys that we have on our team, and it has to come from the players, but obviously you hope to pick up a great player.
There's a lot of guys that may not be back, and that includes your two starting teammates on the D-line, Earl and Antonio. How tough would it be to lose both those guys?
That'd be tough. I mean, we've built a bond over the last couple of years, and those guys work hard, and they put in the time, and we're good friends. So, obviously, you wish you could keep everybody, but you know it's a business, too, at the end of the day.
Like you asked the ref for the ball. Did you do that, and were you able to keep it?
Oh, yeah, because usually I always hand the ball to the ref, and I told him I usually hand it to you, but I want to keep this one. It was my first one. You know, I want to bring that home to my pop. So.
I mean, you hadn't been a part of this team recently for that long. Right. When you were a part of it before, could you have ever imagined that this team would be sitting at 2-14 at this point?
No, I don't think anyone saw that coming. But something that did stay the same about the team, there's no quitters. You know, they fight hard all the way to the last play. And I definitely commend everybody for that.
Did you feel like you could kind of come in here and sort of with fresh legs, sort of be like a little bit of a spark plug and maybe ignite some things today?
That was the plan, you know. I just wanted to do whatever I could to help the team. That's all. I just wanted to help.
This game just sums up in general. All across the board, there's just positions that, you know, we're making mistakes here and there. And even down to myself with the fumble snap in the fourth quarter, it shouldn't happen. I believe that we're going to be able to come back here and turn this thing around next year.
This is probably the end for Matt here. And, I mean, is that, like, you know, the changes that are going to be happening on this roster, like, is that something that's, like, come to terms with yet, or is it going to be?
I've never been involved in something like this with an ending of a tenure of a coaching staff, and I don't know what's going to happen, but, you know, it's one of those things. I don't even know my certainty of staying on the team, so it's something I'm going to go with day in and day out, but, you know, you got to roll with it, and, you know, Matt's been with me most of my career. He's been my quarterback, and I've been his center, so, yeah, personally, it's tough to see the season that we had, and if he is on his way out, that's going to be new for me as well, but you go with it. It's the NFL, and that's the business.
It's like a replaying record. I guess it was our cruel fate this year to keep reliving the same thing, because that's exactly what it was. Had a chance to win the game several times. Was up till towards the end of the game. Have a chance to come back at the end, and then a big failure. Seemed like it's been the tail of the season, almost to a T. You know, I don't know what to say about that.
Have you ever seen anything like this? I mean, whether you've been a part of it or just watching football, and just it seems like you said, every week it kind of plays out the same way.
No, I haven't. I haven't. It's a first. You know, it's a first, you know, but I think the thing that you got to take out of this, you know, I always try to find the positiveness as it is that this is exactly how you don't play and what you don't do if you want to be a winner. So whoever lead this season on, you know, on this team going into the offseason, you got to make a self-commitment to being greater than this, better than this, because this is exactly how you don't play football.
Despite all that, Wade still said guys played hard and gave up all the effort. You obviously saw that same thing out there too.
Same record. It's true, but it's just like I just said, it's an overplaying record. Over and over, you play hard, we fight every week. This team never gave up, always had energy, everybody's always putting it in, but at the end of every game, from week two, we've been coming up, you know, after week two, we've been coming up losers, you know. And at the end of the day, when it ain't no more fight, we ain't going to get to play no more games, that's all it is. We lost the game, you know. We played hard. We had a chance to win. I even say we should have won. I seen a few plays out there that should have won us the game that didn't. But at the end of the game, same old ending.